LTE antennas and Wi-Fi antennas. And then you would buy the gateway. So from WineGuard's perspective, they have their own gateway. So you would get the WineGuard gateway. They have a LTE Wi-Fi gateway. And so the idea is that you pull this cap off the inside on your ceiling, and then you mount a mounting plate, and then you take the wires that are inside the ceiling from the manufacturer, or if you did it yourself, and you would plug the three antenna wires into the gateway and then the power, because there'd be a power wire coming down. So everything is fed from the ceiling, and then you pop the actual gateway router into this little mount, and all the wires are tucked away. They're going up into the ceiling, and this, you just have this little white box in the ceiling. And what that gives you is access to the LTE antenna that's in the rooftop 360, and access to the Wi-Fi antennas that's in the rooftop. So then you take your devices that are inside your RV, you connect to the gateway, and then the gateway connects to Wi-Fi in the park via the outside antennas. Or if you're not near any or the Wi-Fi is poor, it connects to the LTE antenna that gets you LTE. That's the antenna being outside the trailer, which is ideal. And it brings in the LTE signal to your gateway and brings it to your devices inside. So that's all the WineGuard products. And I think WineGuard does WineGuard own Wi-Fi Ranger now, right?
No clue.
No clue. Yeah, Wi-Fi Ranger is a WineGuard company. So, yeah, they bought it some time back. So the Wi-Fi Ranger piece, that's where this comes in. They made that inside gateway router piece, right? So instead of buying the WindGuard version, you can buy this the Osprey, and it generally just hooks up the same way I described. You pop the ceiling cap inside. It has a mounting plate. You wire up the three leads that come out of the ceiling that are installed by the manufacturer or by you if you decide to go that way, and the power, and you snap it into the ceiling, and you have this little white box up in the ceiling. So the difference between the Wi-Fi Ranger Osprey and the WindGuard gateway product is mostly the software. You get that Wi-Fi Ranger software that does all the automatic seeking of the different Wi-Fi signals. You know, it goes out and looks all around, sees how many you have. I think people have seen videos of me doing it before. And then it rates them. It can rate them on signal and how fast it's going, strongest signal, favorite. So that's probably like the key difference between the two. So anyway, that's an interesting product that they sent. I don't see me installing this big dome on my trailer, but I will.
Oh, come on.
I already did the shark fin. But I'll put it together somehow and test it out. And you can it comes with a SIM card, I think, for AT&T, and then that lets you use, what are they calling it here? It lets you use the Freedom Go. So WineGuard has the Freedom Go, where you can just sign up for a month at a time. It's kind of expensive, though. It was like, like 50 or 60 bucks for a couple gigs. Or you could, I think you can put in your own SIM, your T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, and connect it to your own plan if you want.
So basically this thing, I'm assuming then, if it's the TV antenna as well, that's connected up the normal coax that's in the ceiling, correct?
Yeah. So, yeah, you would run a coax up for the TV antenna, and I guess you'd split it off for your stereo, for your FM radio, if you had it. And the nice thing about that is, no, remember in our trailer we had a little crank that turned to the Polo?
Yep.
Which I still love that thing. It's pretty cool. And then
I know.
some of the other trailers, you'd have the crank in the ceiling to spin it.
Yep.
And that's your rotor. You're the rotor. But this